At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1613.
1613, we took a little trip along the Mississippi. I said it wrong. What is it?
It's 1814.
I know that.
Oh, what?
In 1814, we took a little trip.
Along with Colonel Jackson.
Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. Okay.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans.
And we farted all the way to New Orleans. Yeah.
What is it? We took a little something and we took a little beans. It's not bacon, though, was it? Because they didn't really eat bacon back then.
I don't know.
Oh, I'll think of it later.
I need to get that song right, though.
So we're back to Haunted Tennessee. I found a different site with different stuff. So it shows you how much stuff is in Tennessee. Everybody's got their top seven list and 5 of the 7 are different on each site.
Oh, so that's good, though.
This one is from a site called Mastered in Tennessee. And it's the historic Scott County Jail. Look at that place.
That does not look like a jail.
It looks like a White Castle.
Yes, a tall White Castle.
White Castle with several stories. But it's not white. It's like a
Brown Castle.
Brown Castle. But it's built just like a White Castle.
Uh-huh.
Built in 1904, the former jail housed some of the most dangerous inmates from Scott County, with a history that includes the unsolved murder of a sheriff. The walls of the historic Scott County Jail have storied history to tell. Today, the jail is on the National Register of Historic Places and serves hamburgers. I knew it.
No, how do you make that up?
It serves as a 3-story true crime and law enforcement appreciation museum and escape room.
Oh.
Now, that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
The museum is open Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday during daytime hours, but flashlight tours, guided ghost hunts, and private paranormal investigations are available after dark. That place would be very cool to do an escape room. I wonder why more escape rooms aren't in something like that.
I don't know, babe. It would make more sense.
Obviously, there wasn't a lot of people that had trouble escaping in the past.
Yeah, so, yeah. Those things are fun.
Well, and then we're going to go straight to the Tennessee State Prison in Nashville. A former correctional facility located near downtown Nashville, the Tennessee State Prison is well known for being featured in The Green Mile.
Oh.
And 2 Eric Church music videos. Built in 1898, the castle-like prison was operational for almost 100 years, but it closed in 1992 due to overcrowding. During its use in the 19th and the 20th century, let me stop right there. Let me see if this makes sense. So they're overcrowded. There's too many people in the jail, and that results in them closing the jail. So if it's already overcrowded and you close the jail, what's that going to do to the prisoners? Where are they going? I mean, I guess that you had to build a jail that was bigger first.
I mean, I'm sure they would have to do that.
It just sounds funny. Yeah. It's like when the bank charges you an overdraft fee. You're charging me $30 more when I don't have money in there to begin with.
No. And how stupid is that? Stupid banks.
During its use in the 1920s centuries, it housed some of the Tennessee's most dangerous criminals and was known for riots and jailbreaks. People who have entered in the past have reported that they believe there to be sounds of cell bars clunking, blood-curdling screams, and footsteps that seem to echo through the halls. Solidifying the old Tennessee State Prison is one of the scariest places in Tennessee.
Ooh, that sounds like it. Ugh.
Despite the prison's popularity among fans of haunted places, the Tennessee State Prison is not open to the public due to unsafe conditions and access is prohibited. You know, what's the other one? Brush Mountain Prison? There's all kinds of jails that are apparently haunted in Tennessee. Then you've got, no, it's a hospital, so that don't count.
But yeah.
There's three different prisons or jails that we just learned about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see why there'd be a lot of hauntings there. It's a bunch of sadness, meanness, all that good stuff.
Oh, there it is. Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary. Might as well cover it here. We'll get to do all jails today. Opened in 1896 and operational for over 100 years, Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary was Tennessee's first maximum security prison. The death penalty was never carried out here, but more than a few died through working in the mines or by violent hands of fellow inmates. The haunted Tennessee prison closed in 2009, and it's famous for its an escape attempt in 1977 by James Earl Ray, the man who shot and killed Dr. Martin Luther King. Ray and six other escaped prisoners were captured less than 3 days later within an 8 miles that surrounded the grounds. Today, the prison remains an eerie destination for paranormal thrill seekers. There have been accounts of visitors being touched, shoved, scratched, and even growled at.
Growled at?
Growled.
Ooh.
Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary has become a unique tourist destination with prison tours, a distillery, a gift shop, paranormal tours, concerts, and other events. Self-guided prison tours are offered April through November, and former prison guards and nonviolent inmates are available to answer questions and share stories.
Man, that's so scary.
I know a lot of people that have been there, but we haven't been there.
Right. Have you heard anybody talk about if they've had any experiences or anything?
Yeah, but I can't remember all the details, like I said. But I know some people have been there. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for us today. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1614 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey.
Tracy, we're going to finish up the week with our haunted locations. Guess what's next on the list?
Something haunted in Tennessee.
Damn. I thought I had you there.
Yep. I'm on it.
What if I said Hurricane Mills, Tennessee? What's there?
I don't know.
You do know. We've been there.
I forget it.
Loretta Lynn's Ranch.
Oh, stupid me. Oh, yeah.
Located just west of Nashville, the historic 1800s home of a country music icon Loretta Lynn has a spooky backstory. The property is rumored to be haunted by deceased Civil War soldiers, a young woman who mourns the loss of her child and a former owner of the land. Loretta and her family report bizarre happenings during their time living at the home, such as visits from ghostly apparitions, strange sightings, and unexplainable noises. After doing some research, the family discovered three reports aligned with the history of the property. The ranch is located on the site of a Civil War battle, and more than 18 Confederate soldiers are said to be buried on the grounds. Loretta Lynn's ranch does offer guided tours every day except for Monday and Tuesdays. Now, of course, Loretta Lynn has now since passed away.
I know.
I'm wondering.
So sad.
I'm wondering if she haunts the place now.
I hope so. That would be amazeballs.
And here's a connection that people, most people won't know. We did that story years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the very first story that we ever did at a live event.
Oh, that's true. Yep. Yeah. So,
how cool is that?
I know. I would like to take a tour of that. But I hope that she haunts that place. That would just make it all the more better, I guess.
Yeah, we went there, but they were closed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Was it COVID when we went there?
No,
I can't remember what reason.
I don't think so.
No,
I
because
think
we went to that little general store. They were
right,
open.
Right, right.
But yeah, they were closed at the time we were there, some of the stuff, so we couldn't take a tour. It might have been a Monday or Tuesday.
That's what I'm thinking it was.
But very cool place.
Mm-hmm.
And she was still living there and
yeah.
would be like in the upstairs and they just wouldn't tour that part.
Oh.
So.
That's amazing.
All right.
I wonder how many people tried to get up there though, honestly.
I don't know.
I bet you some people.
There's plenty of people out there that I watched a video earlier of an old Sally Jesse Raphael
mm-hmm.
show where these people were talking about how they love serial killers and it's just the way they talk about them. And like this one girl was talking about Richard Ramirez and she had written him like 30 letters and was wanting to marry him. She was 16. She had written him like 30 letters. This was back when he was still alive. And she even made a joke about when Sally asked her, she's like, I mean, does it not bother you that he killed all these people? She's like, no, world's got too many people anyway.
Oh, geez.
And she said, and some of these people were going to die anyway. They were already older. They were close to dying anyway.
Wow.
And then they talked about one of his victims where he removed the eyeballs and then continued to do something nasty. She just thought that was hilarious.
Wow.
I mean, what's wrong with people?
I don't know. That's sick. I wonder what happened to old Sally.
I don't know.
Her and her big old glasses.
She did have some big glasses. Last one, and this is my favorite, the Bellwitch Cave. No supernatural story in American history is more documented than that of the Bellwitch of Adams, Tennessee. John Bell was a farmer who lived in Robertson County with his wife and children during the 1800s. One day, the family began experiencing paranormal-like activity, including strange animals roaming the property, unexplainable knocks on the door and walls, choking sounds, etc. Eventually, the presence revealed itself as the Witch of Kate Batts, a former neighbor who believed that she was cheated by John Bell in a land purchase. Over the next several years, Kate tormented the Bell family, and with John and his daughter Betsy experiencing the most abuse. Because of this, it's rumored that Kate was trying to accomplish two things: kill John Bell and stop Betsy from marrying a man named Joshua Gardner. In 1820, John died from a mysterious illness, and 1 year later, Betsy broke off her agreement, leading to Kate's retreat to Bellwitch Cave. Strange things continue to occur in and around the town of Adams, and many cave visitors claim to have seen or felt the presence of the witch.
That's terrifying. I think Lily agrees.
I tried to set up a show there years ago. Not in the cave, mm-hmm. obviously, but there is an old schoolhouse that's now a restaurant, and I tried to get one set up there, and I couldn't get anything set up.
Aww.
That was like 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, for real.
So, who knows? All these things are on the plate.
Yeah, sure. That would be awesome.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for us. Thanks so much. We love you.
Love y'all.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim, that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.